what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is from the newsroom with his jackets unbuttoned a bit, because it is rather cool this morning. Lee, good morning.
Yes. G'day, mate.
How are you? Now, coming up after 7, it's biscuit day today.
It's a great day.
It's a great day. I love biscuits. Now, what is your favourite biscuit? I've gone for I've gone for the Kingston. Hutto likes the old favourite, the milk arrowroot.
Oh, classic. Yeah. For me, it's got to be the double coat Tim Tam. Not just any old Tim Tam, the double coat. I remember the old days before the double coat Tim Tam, and I thought, I always remember thinking, geez, the chocolate's never been very thick on these, but then the double coat came out, and it was just Christmas is all coming at once.
I'm with you on that, because there's a cherry ripe you can get that's double coated as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of that one. Now, what's your technique? You just sort of get in and just whack it in your gob, or are you someone that sucks the coffee through it? I mean, how does that work, you know?
Well, I don't mind a bit of melted chocolate, so I have been prone to dip it in the coffee every now and again. Yeah. But then again, it doesn't make the coffee taste so good after that. So it's a bit of a
conundrum.
Half of one, half of the other.
All right, double-coated Tim Tams. I'll put you down for that one. All right, great, man. What are the papers saying today?
Yes, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, meet the baby Blues. The New South Wales Blues will include the most inexperienced Origin team in 35 years, including young guns, Tom Trbojevic, Josh Addo-Carr, Nathan Cleary, James Roberts and Latrell Mitchell. As well as that, load of hot air. Green-friendly AGL's emissions soar. The greenhouse emissions of company AGL have increased dramatically since eco-friendly US boss Andrew Vesey took over. And Barnaby ban. Barnaby Joyce's National Party colleagues are calling for a ban on politicians receiving cash for media comment. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Young set to cash in on super shake-up. Young workers could save as much as $407,000 in their lifetime under the biggest shake-up in the history of the $2.6 trillion superannuation system. As well as that, switch off, tune in, push for school phone ban. Experts say children under 12 should be kept away from smartphones and the devices should stay out of school. And Carr hit by China influence claims. Former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr is using ALP Senator Christina Keneally to quiz the Prime Minister and senior officials about Malcolm Turnbull's key advisor on Beijing's espionage and interference operations in Australia.
All right, thank you, Lee. And, of course, locally, gee, haven't the police been busy? War had that shocking video out of the robbery there, and we've got people being sought after in the Manning and, other people in Bellingen. We've got stuff happening there as well, so you're pretty busy this morning in the newsroom.
Yeah, I certainly am. So, yeah, I am leading with that Wauchope incident because police are investigating the armed robbery of a tavern occurring at about 8:50 p.m. on Sunday. The premises was closing when three men with covered faces entered. They were wielding a samurai sword, a machete and a wooden club. The trio gathered six staff who were forced to open a safe containing cash. They then fled in a late model white Subaru four-wheel drive. Staff thankfully weren't injured. The scene has been forensically examined.
Yeah.
And as you say, there's the police searching for a man in the Great Lakes area and in Bellingen
as well.
Quite a frightening incident because a man is pretty much kidnapped in one location. He was assaulted and taken to another location after that where he's assaulted again. Yeah, all in a bid for cash.
Amazing.
Crazy.
And in sport, of course, five players from the Mid-North Coast in the State of Origin squads, the two squads. Now, one, we won't go through it again, but Barrowville's Greg Inglis, captain in Queensland, hello, along with Sawtell Panther Jared Wallace, James Roberts, born in Kempsey. Thank you for the emailer for that one. And also in the New South Wales side, we've got the captain, Olba's finest son, Boyd Cordner, and Tari's Latrell Mitchell too. So five out of the squads from the Mid-North Coast. It's a pretty good stat. All right, Lee, thank you for that. You can toddle off back to your little newsroom there now because I know you've got a packed bulletin coming up in about 7 minutes' time. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.